Parshas Kisiso discusses, among other things, the Chet HaEgel. It's interesting to note the parallel, like the Mefarshim point out, that Be'etzem, what happened after the Egel, is similar to what happened in Gan Eden. They reached the pinnacle of the Madrigas in Ruchnius, like Odom Rishon Kadem Achet, when they stood by Har Sinai, Poskezu Amosan, and they were mamash like Odom Rishon Kadem Achet. And then a short while later, the same thing that happened to Odom Rishon, that he fell drastically, the same thing happened to Klal Yisrael. They near Dinosan Rechoy, like it says in Shir Hashirim, that during the Chuppah, they were mamash standing by Har Sinai, and they already were Nichshol in the Egel. They got to the highest Madrigo, and once again, they faltered and they fell. The Mefarshim, the Ramban, the Ibn Ezra, they say that it wasn't, certainly wasn't a regular Avodah Zarah. It wasn't they stood by Har Sinai, and they wrote Sashiv Chalayom Ashlerez Yechizkel Mbuzi. They were able to point to the Rebbeinu Shlom and say Zekeli Vanveu. There's no way that they thought that Elu Alehecho Yisrael Asher Aluchem Eretz Yisrael. There's no way that Be'etzem they traded in the Rebbeinu Shalom Chas V'Chalila for an eagle. They saw without a shadow of a doubt that Rebbeinu Shlom Kora Kol Rekim says Varo Shein Oid Mavadoi. They forgot a few days later. What could it be? So there wasn't a real Avodah Zarah. It was that they, when they realized that Moshe Rabbeinu was gone, they were looking for a medium. They were looking for somebody to take the place of Moshe Rabbeinu. They needed some way to connect to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, which Moshe Rabbeinu was that intermediary that they had up until now. And they were now lacking it, so they looked for something else. So the truth is, you could almost say Mitrech Genusa Nata Lomet Shvachan, that they were looking for a Rebbe. They were looking to have that connection. They were looking to have somebody that should go in front of them. So what was the issue? The issue was that they looked at the wrong place. That they shouldn't have taken the ego. Go to Aaron. Go to study the ways of Moshe Rabbeinu, says Rehoboam. But a real Talmud doesn't he invests in understanding his Rebbe's Mahalach. What would his Rebbe do in such a way? Like Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz says that Rabbi Eliezer, he says Lo Yomer Davar Mi Oylam Shlo Yishomei Mi Pi Rabbi. Mitzacheni, it says that he was Yoshev Adirish Dvarim Shlo Yishomas and Oizen Mi Yomo. So Stir Minei Obey. What do you mean? He only said what he heard from his Rebbe, or it was mechadish things that he never heard. Says Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz that he only said something that his Rebbe would say. In other words, he was able to understand, he was the mahalach of his Rebbe, that he would only say something that his Rebbe would say. In other words, what would Moshe Rabbeinu wanted them to do in such a situation? That's what the chesaron was. The chesaron, where they fell, was that they didn't learn the lesson of what it means to have a Rebbe, and they went the wrong derech. They took the wrong path, and they made an egel instead of asking Moshe Rabbeinu, instead of asking Aaron HaKohen to take over. It's interesting that it almost parallels the same, like we said, that it's really parallels the Adam Rishon. It says that was the chesaron by Adam Rishon. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Adam Rishon and he said to Adam Rishon, he said, why did you finish the das? Isha shenasati mihinas nani. She goes, so Chava, why did you do it? She says, the Nochash gave me, Nochash Yan Miocha. And he comes to Nochash, he says, Orato Mikola, right? Because since you did it, so Orato Mikola Behim Mikola Chayo, that he's going to curse. So he says, Chazal Darshan, that we're not Bahapech, but Chos Amesis. How do we know that? Because Be'etzem, there's a good time that the Nochash could have said, Divri Harav, Divri Atalmud, Divri Mishayman, because Baruch Hu told you not to eat from it, and I told you yes to eat from it. You should have listened to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. No, there's the same time of that. You should have listened to your Rebbe. You should have had a Divri Harav. You have a Rebbe that tells you something, Rebbe Mahalach Chaim, and you're going to do something else without asking the Rebbe, connect the Ratzon of the Rebbe. So that's where the Chesaron is. Rav Avigdor Miller would say when he's discussing the Meraglim, he said that Be'etzem, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and we want to send the Meraglim. They didn't ask Moshe Rabbeinu, should we send the Meraglim? They want to send the Meraglim. And he says that was where the Chesaron, in that decision, was where the Chesaron lay. And he said really all the Chatoim that they did in the Midbar, and the truth is, he says, really throughout history, all the Chatoim, all became because the person didn't ask the Rabbeinu. That's basically where it boils down to. Is they didn't ask Dasar beforehand. They didn't ask, they didn't have the... They made the decisions themselves without asking. And that's where the Chesaronis came from. Dastura is something which is above, a lot further the eye is able to see a lot further than the standard person is able to understand. And you hear the stories of what the Gedolim have said and what the and see that they're living in just a different world. They see it from a different angle than we see it. And things that people would see lachar should be clearly one way, the Gedolim understood should be clearly a different way. Rav Shach would say about the Chofetz Chaim, says that anybody that makes decisions about the welfare of other people, especially about their lives and about the lives of their families, and about the, he says, major decisions, especially at the time of war, ukedeme, and the Chofetz Chaim lived through the First World War and the Second World, and right before the Second World War, he says, and he made decisions all the time. He says, somebody that makes such decisions is one of two things: he's either a reitzeach or a shaitef. So a reitzeach, you don't care about other people's lives. How could you take such an achrayus? Or a shreita, that you're totally, you're just not thinking, and you're making, what are you doing? He says, but the Chofetz Chaim did it countless times, and he never messed up. He says, what's up, shot? He says, because somebody that gets his das from the Torah, somebody that gets his kach from the Torah, so then it's a whole different story. The whole world revolves around the way that the Torah tells us. Mamela, somebody that is connected to the Torah, he sees the world in the way that it really is. So Mamela, he knows the workings of the world. It's a whole different story. So that somebody could do that countless times with communities, full of communities, telling them, right, it's somebody that tells the yeshiva to run away, it tells them, Rabbi Malin, he told the yeshiva to run away. He says, like, who's taking that achrayus, that they're going to go to who knows where? What achrayus do you have? Does that mean all the people that stayed, they didn't ask? There was a gzera. But there's this aspect of on this asking before, asking a das Torah, that's really the surefire way of doing what's right. And that means that a person has to have a Rebbe. That's the first Aselah Harav. Shuv and Prachil says Aselah Harav. That means the person has to find the Rebbe for himself. Rav Volbo from the time that he was very young, when he was in the Mir Yeshiva, he had Rabbi Yochum as his Rebbe. He only learned by Rabbi Yochum for 2 years, from 1934 to 1936. Rabbi Yochum was Nifter. 1936 to 1938, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Chatzkel and Shmuel Charkover. And after that, actually, he was about 8 years in Sweden. And I think, I don't know, but if you were to ask me, I would say that those were the years that really made him into who he was. Before, and he wasn't known to be from the Arayu Yeshiva Chabura and Yeshiva Smir like everybody else. I mean, like the ones that are well known. But in those 8 years, he really lived the Torah of his Rebbe. He really connected to the Torah of his Rebbe. And as soon as he came to Eretz Yisrael, he made the Chazon Ish's Rebbe. When the Chazon Ish was Nifter, so Rabbi Yoel Kluft and he had another Rebbe also. And when they were Nifter, so he had, he went to Rav Huttner. And Rav Huttner was Nifter, that's when the big Chiddush came. He kilu took Rav Yonis and David as his Rebbe. Yonis and David is younger than him. And he asked him for us coming for a Sefer B'chol. He's like, yeah, who's going to take a Rebbe that's younger, especially somebody that, this is a Rebbe, Rabbi Ruchim, the Chazon Ish, like, you know, these are G'dayli Olam, not to say that he's not, but this is from 3 generations ago, like, I'm going to take somebody that, he's Adam Gadol, but he's younger than me, B'chol, and B'chol coming from, no, a person has to have a Rebbe, he has to have a Rebbe. And once the Schuss to give him Shalach Manis on Purim, he has to give him Shalach Manis for him. Give Shalach Manis to his Rebbe. He sent his Rebbe Shalach Manis. That's Kilo. That's his Rav Volbo was sending to Rav Yonis and David. That is that the. But Godol Shemushi Yosem Limuda. The real way to inculcate and integrate the lima that a person has in the Torah is Dafka Elisha Shuyotak Mayim Al Yad Elio. That it says Al Yad Elio. That it's not, doesn't say that he learned Pelio Anovi. It is Yotak Mayim that he's Meshamashim. So when a person sees the Shemesh, the living the Torah in such a real way, when a person mamish gets close to Adam Gadol and he sees that, it changes the Torah, changes the whole mensch. It's a different person. It's a totally different. Says that it's life changing, and that does so much more than the actual lima does. You're able to see mamish the emes way of living, and it's not always easy to find the Rebbe. The first Yisrael is that a person has to find the Rebbe that's accessible. Sometimes you get a Rebbe. Everybody wants to have the biggest Rebbe, which is also, I think, this Nakuda that everybody wants the Gadol Hador as the Rebbe. The problem is that the Gadol Hador, and even those that are much less than him on the well-known list, they're also already, they have three or four jobs, and they're also a Mashkiach, and also a Shashiva, and also have a Kehila, and also have a Kehila, and also. And it's hard to get to them, so then, oh, what am I supposed to do? I can't get to him, so then I don't ask my questions, Bechlal. Which a person has to know, I'm not going to say this applies to everybody, you have to know your Rebbe, but one person, Yugoman told me, he said that he once went to a Shashiva, and he said, when he came to Yeshiva, he said, how can I get a Shaychus to Rosh Yeshiva? He asked Rosh Yeshiva, how do I get a Shaychus to Rosh Yeshiva? The Yeshiva told him, no matter how many times they push you away, keep on coming back. So some people, in a time they push you away, they don't want you to come back. But a lot of times they push you away, it's not because they don't want to speak to you. Especially that right now they don't have time. They're very busy, people are overloaded, and they don't have the achilles. But it doesn't mean that they don't want to speak to you, it doesn't mean they're not interested. But certainly, it's much easier to find a Rebbe who has the time to speak to you and who knows your situation. He's able to guide you in your specific situation. If you have the Yechilas, go to Ruchaim Kanievsky, you have the Urim Batumim every time. But not everybody has the ability to do that. So the first thing is to find a Rebbe who is accessible and find a Rebbe who you think you can relate to and you connect to, and his psukim are psukim that resonate with you. It's not something that's either way too machmer, way too mekel, way too some, the balance that fits you. If you're the type that needs one way or another way, but it should also resonate with you, whatever it is. Something that, but there are very, very many people that people can speak to, especially here in the mirror. Those that are zeichet to still be here, even those that are not in the mirror, and even those that are way out in the boondocks, where the 21st century, where there's email and FedEx overnights and everything else that you need, and FedEx same day, maybe not with Corona, but just about any other time, and there's way to speak to Gedolim. So Mamela, that's the limud, one of the limudim for us. Parshas Kisiso is this Yisoyin of Aseilach HaRav. If you don't have a Rebbe, then find a Rebbe. Find a Rebbe because it certainly can change your whole life, and it gives a lot of serenity in life. Because when a person knows what he should be doing, a person has a lot of tzvekas. Ein simcha kazar tzvekas. A person doesn't know what he should be doing. Should he be doing like this? Should he be doing that? Should he be taking a job? Should he be working? What type of job should he be taking? Should he send his kids? Obviously, not every question could be asked a Rav, and not every question should be asked a Rav. A person has to think themselves. But definitely with big decisions, it should be spoken over with an Adam Gadol, and it has the effects reverberate through possibly very many generations, where a person lives, where he sends his kids to school, what he does for his during his day, how he sets up his life, these things, who he marries, who the chulu, all these things certainly are big decisions and certainly should be discussed with a person. I just to say over, it should be Lili Nishmasai. Rebbe Yitzchak Boim Shlita lost the child last week, Sunday, and there was just now the Ben Shiva, and they were saying that one of the things is a bachar. He says that he tremendous. If you see his notebooks and his it's a person that lives with the Cheshbon HaNefesh. They just go through his little notebooks that he has with Cheshbon HaNefesh. Mirat Hashem, I go to sleep at 10 o'clock. He writes that I went to sleep at 9:59. Hoydu Lashem. I went to sleep at 10:01 instead of. He went the last day before his nifter. He went to sleep, wasn't feeling well, whatever, he had a toothache. Went to sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning, but he had a chavrusa at 6:20. He got up at 6:20 this past Monday morning. He's like a bachar, 19 years old. But he was dovek. One of his yisaydis is that everything that he did, he would ask his rabbi. He'd go through Mishnah Berurah. Should I take on this chumrah? Should I not take on this chumrah? Certain things that the Olam is not knowing to do. Should I do it? Should I not do it? He wanted to grow a beard. He decided he's going to ask, first of all, he has to reshuts from his father. Afterwards, he decided, I'm going to ask a rabbi. He didn't ask the rabbi in the yeshiva that he was in because he knew the answer was going to be. That's maybe everybody does that in that yeshiva. Went over to ask a mashkiach who will be able to shut up the situation. But it gives a certain type of menuchas hanefesh to know and a simcha that you're not. That one of the things that people have a lot of difficulty in this generation is the lack of bounds. Know when to yes do it, know when not to do it. When should we take on the home, when should we not? When should we learn, when should we work? When should we... To have that balance, to know what to do, when not to do. A person speaks it over with an Adam Gadol, then you have the Das Torah guiding you, and it gives a lot of Menuchas HaNefesh that would help a lot of people get through life with peace and serenity if they would have such Menuchas HaNefesh, which could be gained through discussing with Das Torah.